Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Dylan Morse with the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation to talk about the foundation's annual grant process.
And certainly you want to preserve the heritage of Knoxville, all the historic buildings and important sites in the town's history, and you're always looking for more to sponsor, correct?
Yep, that's part of it. We're basically anything that's going to add to the long-term health and wellness of our community, whether that be a brick and mortar project like the public library's expansion, or projects happening at the rec center, projects in the parks, anything that the schools are doing as far as investment in themselves to better the community and to move the community forward. That's what we're about. So yeah, there's that can go any number of directions. So we're excited to hear what people have to offer this year.
What are some of the projects that you've sponsored in the past that the foundation has helped out with?
We've been a big contributor, a big sponsor of the public library's expansion project, as I mentioned. They are doubling in size as we speak, and that project's coming along nicely. It's going to be beautiful for the community. So we've been a big promoter of the library, the Grand Theater renovation, the Methodist Church's Almost Free Shop. We've given money there before. We've helped purchase equipment at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center. We helped with the construction of Brooks Garden. We've helped with different projects at the schools over the years. We even sponsor a pair of scholarships for graduating Knoxville High School seniors. So we're kind of all over the board. It's a really flexible organization in that we can donate to any other nonprofit in the community. So I was having an interesting conversation with somebody recently that said, you know, it would be really helpful to have a list or at least some sort of collection point where we could see all the different organizations in town that are doing good things in the community, and then even a way to donate to all of them. And the Heritage Foundation really is that. A donation to us can be spread over, you know, 10, 20, 100 different organizations over the life of our organization. So it really is kind of a nice catch-all for nonprofits looking to do good work in the community.
And it's not just brick-and-mortar ones, those that are providing services and other assistance to those in the community, am I right?
To a degree, yeah. We do have some flexibility there. We've helped with things like equipment purchases and things like that. Habitat for Humanity, we sponsored last year. They were putting together a trailer full of tools and equipment to go out to do their project sites, whether that be new construction or rehabilitation of existing homes. So that was a tiny bit outside of what we do in terms of lasting infrastructure type investments, but we could see the value in that they were helping to build infrastructure for others. So we were willing to stretch on that. In the past, we've also helped with different programming type things. Several years ago, the Heritage Foundation donated, after the streetscape project went through downtown, the Heritage Foundation donated a few thousand dollars to help buy new banners for the lampposts. So anything that helps to really beautify and, again, just move the community forward.
With the grant period open, how would applicants go about seeking the foundation's assistance?
Yep. There's a couple different ways to do that. We've got paper applications available at the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce and at Iowa State Savings Bank downtown on the square. Folks can also go out to our website, knoxvilleheritage.org. They can download a PDF version of the application, or they can fill in the application right there online. They've got the cells there available that they can go through and tell us about what they do and who they are. We'll need copies of your documentation showing that you are a nonprofit. We'll need any documentation that you've got that talks about your specific project and how you feel like it's going to better your organization and the community as a whole. And then tell us what you're looking for money. And that's where we go. I should also mention the website's a great way for folks that don't know about the organization to check it out, to learn a little bit more about us. And then there's even the ability for them to donate there as well through our PayPal option. So kind of a one-stop shop there, the website.
And then, of course, comes the tricky part, going over the grants, discussing the merits of each, and trying to divide up the pie in the fairest possible way for all involved.
Yeah, that can be tricky, especially the last few years. We've had tremendous applicants, and fortunately, we're usually able to satisfy most everyone, if not everyone. Occasionally, there's one that's just a tiny bit outside of what we do, so we hope to help to steer those toward other folks that can maybe help them meet their goals. But most times, we're able to meet people, if not all the way, then pretty close to the way to getting their goals accomplished. So that's pretty exciting.
Thanks to Dylan Morse from the Knoxville Heritage Community Foundation for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.